You're listening to SBS News.
The Governor-General David Hurley has received the long-awaited report from the Aged Care Royal Commission. The findings come from an inquiry that spanned more than 2 years, hearing hundreds of horrific stories of abuse and neglect. The report, which is set to be made public next week, is expected to include more than 100 recommendations into the state of the country's aged care sector. It comes after the government was criticised over its handling of the aged care sector during the pandemic. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says that, above all, a culture of respect for older Australians needs to be established.
I called the Royal Commission knowing full well that it would be candid, that it would provide a very raw advice to governments and to all Australians and to state governments as well, all of us where we have responsibilities, but obviously the federal government has the primary responsibility here. So I did that because I wanted to know.
The full report was delayed due to the pandemic, but interim findings published in October recommended a complete overhaul of the system, which was labelled woefully inadequate. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the interim report was titled Neglect.
Because that's what the system is in, one of neglect. Whether that's the aged care residents who we know have had horrific stories about a failure to have appropriate nutrition, about a failure to look after simple issues like we've had maggots and ants in wounds. That's not good enough. And this is a direct result as well of Scott Morrison's cuts that he put in place to aged care.
National Seniors Australia spokesman Ian Henschke says one of the key findings that needs to be acted on by government is why aged care is being rationed when the places in schools and hospitals aren't.
We can expect that there will be criticism of the way the system has been handled in the past, because we heard that. We even heard the interim report use the words cruel and inhumane system. We've heard that the needs of older Australians are not being met. We heard on the last day of the Royal Commission that there was a rationing system and it should be changed to a needs-based system.
With more than 600 aged care residents dying from COVID-19 during the pandemic, the sector, regulated by the Commonwealth, is under intense scrutiny. Yesterday, Health Minister Greg Hunt said he was expecting some 100 recommendations to be included in the final report.
We haven't seen it, and we are anticipating it could be well over 1,000 pages, and there could be more than 100 recommendations, but I don't know. The government will review it carefully. Obviously, we've been preparing for a range of possible contingencies, but we'll review it carefully over the weekend.
$1 billion in funding for 10,000 home care packages was announced by the government in December. More money is expected to flow, along with a detailed response to the report in the May budget. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government will provide an interim response next week.
There are clear issues that we need to respond to, including the sustainability of the sector as Australians age, and also the home care packages, the demand that we're seeing in home care, workforce issues, governance issues, and ensuring that those private providers are staying in the marketplace.
The final report is also expected to recommend measures to better help aged care residents from culturally and linguistically diverse communities following well-documented failings in this area during the pandemic. National Seniors Australia's Ian Henschke says it's all about extending the appropriate care to everyone, no matter where they come from.
I think it's really important that the Royal Commission looks at those issues and also the issues of Indigenous Australians and make sure that everyone, no matter who they are, where they come from, get the care they need. This Royal Commission has to put the care back into aged care and put the individual first.
Sarah Shalala, SBS News.